time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers' show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and we're back again, and it's Friday morning. Oh, boy. And I'll be with you until, well, let's see, at 12:15, I come back on the Scott till 1 o'clock. So that's what's different for today. So yeah, stay tuned. You never know what's going to happen. Scott had a good luck this morning with those of you finding out or knowing the slogans for various products. And that one I heard, I thought of right away for Campbell's Soup. Remember that? And, good. That's what Campbell's Soup is. Good. Oh, my. It's interesting, too, you know, how we hear all these theme songs and advertising songs, and they stick in our mind. Wow. That's good. Boy, the people that do the writing of those jingles probably get paid a good sums of money and in some cases really deserve it. Okay, now I've got something different in question-wise today, and it's going to be names. Marion names. Yeah. And so I got a whole list of them. Now these are people either in Marion now, active, or they were and very well recognized. And so, but first we start out with the name of an industry. Can you tell me, we started out at the steel plant here with one name, and then we went to another, then another, and another. Can you tell me the progression of names for the steel company in Marion? You know, they produce all that rebar that is used all over the United States, maybe even beyond. My, the old rebar rolls out of there. And just think, the rebar comes from melting the old iron steel junk, you might say, and a good product. And when they coat it with that green stuff, you can see it all over the country. Wherever, I don't know if there's any other coats, rebar in that greenish liquid or paint, but they do it in Marion so that the rebar will not rust. That's what they should have built the grandstand originally, with a coated rebar, but they didn't. They had a rebar that rusted until they had to finally replace the whole thing. Okay, oh, we have a caller. Well, let me see. All right. Caller, go ahead.
Well, Charlie, I can think of Polished Steel and Armco.
Yes.
And a Nucor.
Yes. There was
one
other
in between.
There's one other in between there.
Oh, Marion, Marion Steel.
Yes, you got it.
Yeah,
Pollock?
Yeah.
Yeah, Pollock?
Yeah,
Armco, Marion,
yeah.
Steel, and Nucor.
Yeah, Tim Conway was the president.
Yeah.
Jim Conway.
Okay, yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, would you like a prize today?
What do you got?
Well, I got tickets to the zoo. I've got two large T-shirts you could use for pajamas.
Nah.
Well, next week we'll have some more prizes. But, of course, next week the zoo tickets will expire. We'll probably get some new ones for just the regular zoo.
I'll stay tuned.
Okay, all right. Good deal. Thanks.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
There. Let me see here. Cross off this. How many of you remember Pollock Steel, Armco, Marion Steel, and Nucor? You remember those? Yeah. Yep, it's been a long time. A lot of different ownerships. But boy, they're going to town now. That Nucor, wow. They're really producing the steel in quantity, great quantities. Is there another product they make? I know they make rebar. Don't they make guardrails? Seems like they do. And isn't there a Ohio galvanizing company in Marion that galvanizes those guardrails? You might want to fill me in on that if you know the story. Okay, now, let me see. Here's another name. It's not a local name, but there was once in Chicago a snow cruiser built. It was built by somebody rather famous in the military. In fact, it was an admiral. And the snow cruiser was destined to exploration in the Antarctic? Yeah, down south. And so it was built in Chicago, but it didn't come through Marion. It went through Bucyrus, Upper Sandusky, Canton, and they had to clear the highways of all traffic because it took up the whole highway. It was a big one. And when it got to the East Coast, they had to cut some of it off because it wouldn't fit on the ship. And so they finally got it to the Antarctic and got it off the ship and welded it back together. And they also had hooks on top of it so you could attach an airplane to it. You could go so far in the snow cruiser. And then you would take off in the airplane and do a more exploration. Okay, who was the admiral that built that or had it built? Name the admiral. Okay, 7403-399-44. That was before most of you, before your time. It wasn't before mine. It was in the 30s, the late 30s. And I've got movies of it passing through Bucyrus. Yes, the snow cruiser, built in Chicago by what admiral? He was quite famous. Okay, 7403-399-44. Okay, now, we'll go and keep that question in mind. I've got another one here. At one time in Marion, there was one family that occupied the county engineer office. One at a time, that is. A father and a son were Marion County engineers at one time. What was their last name? Or give me their first name. Yeah, the family, both the father and the son, were county engineers in Marion County. And, you know, you can't be a county engineer unless you've got all that skill of engineering. Know how to build bridges and the like. These guys, you can still see their name on some of the bridges around Marion County. A lot of the bridges they built are still there. In fact, the one, the father, his name is on the bridge abutment there of the bridge they took out on the Scioto River down there, you know, the one where the covered bridge is now. Okay, 7403-399-44. Name the admiral or name the family that one succeeded the other in being a Marion County engineer. That's a good question. and I knew one of them better than the other. And one of them lived south of me off of Whetstone River Road. 7403-39944. Okay, now another question. Can you name the last manager before it changed hands? It changed hands. Bob Mason owned it. He sold it to Worth Kramer, who was the general manager of WJR in Detroit. And Worth Kramer at that time, who bought the radio station, had another fellow as the manager. And then after that, there was another. But I'd like to know, his initials started with A and M. Do you know who that was? As manager of WMRN. This is back when I was there. I never will forget. I was awarded a State Farmer degree, and I had to pick it up at the Ohio Convention of FFA members. And so I took Art Martin with me. And we had ate at a banquet, and I got the award. In fact, the radio station gave away usually $500 to someone who was very much like the man I succeeded, and that was Dan Swartz. But this night, Art, the general manager, was with me, and the next day he passed away. I think a cerebral hemorrhage. Yeah, that was something. I couldn't believe it. Wow. Okay, so can you name him? Boy, I'm not having as good luck as Scott had in names. Okay, now I've got another. The name of the manager or the big boss at the Marion Power Shovel Company. And his wife and daughter were in a shipwreck out in the Atlantic as they were coming back in to United States waters. And can you name, here we go. Let me see here. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Guy at WMRN whose initials are AM?
Yes.
You gave his name away.
I know.
Oh, good one, Evers.
I didn't
good
think one. You'd be listening.
are you back into the eggnog?
Did I say Art Martin?
Yeah.
I'll be doggone. Well, that's me, you know.
Well, hey.
Interesting thing about Art, he was, I worked under him for a long time. One time he called me into his office and I said, gee, what did I do wrong? He said, nothing. I just wanted to say I like the job you're doing. Boy, I tell you, I could have melted into the floor.
Did he really back that up by giving you a raise?
Well, at one time or another, yes, a slight raise, yeah. Art was a good guy. He was initially an Amish person, and he left the Amish group and, became one of us.
Folks, kind of like being an Italian. Once an Italian, always an Italian.
Well, that's about right. Yeah.
So the engineer, Jack Tozer?
Yes, it was Jack Tozer and his dad.
Ah,
yep,
okay.
You got that.
Okay. So, what kind of prizes you got today?
I thought you'd ask.
Ah.
I got tickets to the zoo, and I got big T-shirts you could use for pajamas. They're extra large.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, how about the third caller that calls in wins that T-shirt? I'll put that up for them.
I've had
four tickets to the zoo. From last month, I think I'm eligible.
Yeah, sure. I've got more zoo tickets.
I still got to pick up those zoo tickets.
Yeah. I've got...
This weekend is the last weekend.
It is. The zoo lights and all that, these are only good through January 5th.
So that's Sunday. So Sunday night's the last chance.
That's right.
Well, so I'll have to get up there before...
Yeah, if you want if you want a fifth of the zoo, you do.
Yeah, what time are you closing there today?
1:15.
No, wait. Oh, geez.
Okay. No, wait a second. Yeah, it's 1:15.
Okay. Okay.
Or two. Wait. Now, just a second. At 12:15, Scott and I are on together, so we end at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
So I have to get up there before 1 o'clock. Really.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
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 All right.
So third person call in. I give them the winnings.
Yeah. Hey, what's new? Anything?
Nothing much. Just kind of sitting around waiting for stuff, rebuilding a website, and waiting for better weather for that wind farm to things.
That's what
things
I was
start
thinking.
Picking up.
Now, if we drove over into Hardin County, would we see any of the, do they have any of them erected, or do they just...
No,
okay.
Yeah, everything is, the only thing you would see is you've got to be looking on some of the county roads, like 120, just access roads.
Yes.
And then you'll see the platforms. So actually putting up the towers and the turbines won't happen until late February, early March sometime,
okay.
I believe is the schedule.
So now... Where is this field going to be? I mean, is it around Indian Lake or where?
Well, I don't know how far away from Kenton Indian Lake is, but it's between Bell Center and Kenton.
Okay.
And it covers over 25 square miles.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So it's a...
You'll see a lot of...
It's a dig out that there's 74 some... turbines that'll be there once they're up and operational.
And if you get there and one's squeaking, you'll know where it is.
You'll be amazed. They don't make much noise at all.
Oh, yeah, that's good. They are limited on noise generally.
Scott, you know I love fruitcake so much that for me it's not just a Christmas dessert.
Oh, Charlie, I would not want it any time of the year.
Oh, Scott, you've not lived until you've had mashed potatoes and fruitcake, birthday fruitcake, graduation fruitcake, cream of fruitcake, and oh, the possibilities are endless.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, back once again. You're still there, aren't you?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah. So, it's going to be interesting. All 70-some of those, I can only imagine the publicity, the pictures and everything else that will come out of all that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, it's going to be interesting. I would, theoretically, by the end of September, they should be up. And I think functional and generating energy.
Well, good. Has there been any, of course, you might not know, any protest groups?
Well, there had been before. This whole process took about 12 years.
Wow.
There was a 2-year delay. The governor, Kasich, struck down or removed the policy withdrew the policy of 10% renewable energy. So there was a 2-year lag there. And then just public hearings, et cetera, rights and access to a lot of these farms to put these turbines up and everything.
Yes.
And then, as you can imagine, I think there may have been some protests. I don't know if there were formal legal things going on or not, but hopefully we can get, if we can get Jason Dagger, he's overseeing the whole project over there, and hopefully we can get him in and do an interview with him, and he can bring everybody up to date on the actual everything that's going on.
That's good, yeah. Great. Yeah. Oh, hey, have you been downtown to see the destruction of the cigar store?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
no.
You got to get down there.
Oh, wow.
They've tore most of it down and exposed the wall next to the Republican headquarters.
Now, that used to be a shoe store, didn't it?
I don't know. Well, they're one of...
Years ago, it was either that one or the one beside it, and I can't remember.
Yeah, okay.
I remember going in there for shoes.
But the wall, the brick wall that separates, on the south side there, those bricks really look bad.
When they built that cigar store that was built in the 1880s or something or other, I thought there was a time capsule there. Do you know anything about a time capsule?
No knowledge of any of that, no.
Yeah, I wonder if anybody found anything when they tore all that down.
I was across the street, though, when we took out the cornerstone of the courthouse.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so, yeah, that was interesting. We found a live moth in there.
Oh, what about, I was going to say, any dead rats, mice, or...
No, nothing like that, no.
just a moth, a live moth.
A moth and dust, yeah.
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 So was there anything of any significance in the...
Nothing of any super value. I think it's all over at the Heritage Hall.
Hmm.
What was in the box, yeah.
Ah, well, thought maybe there might be some compromising images of Warren G. Harding... may have been stuffed in there, you know.
No, everything, was what you would normally find in a 100-year-old, let's see, would it be 100 years? Yeah. 1883?
Oh, easily, yeah.
To 1983, yeah.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see what the county commissioners do about the courthouse. There's no doubt in my mind... They have designs to have it torn down.
Well, I just wonder about that. You know, Tiffin tore down theirs and built a new... look at Delaware. Woo! Oh, boy.
Well,
but Delaware is keeping their old courthouse.
Yeah, they got the old courthouse still. But, you know, these public buildings, there's no reason in the world for them to be torn down if they were maintained and we had the proper stewardship of our politically elected officials. And, you know, that's something that is just, I think, downright outrageous that they don't think about preserving the buildings that the taxpayers have built so that they can have a place to work.
Speaking of taxpayers, the delinquent taxpayers in this county, if they paid up, the county and the city wouldn't be short on money.
Well, if everybody would do their share, things would be a lot smoother.
Yeah, but here we are, we're suffering from, we don't have enough money in the county treasurer or the city to carry on, and yet we've got all these people owing over $1 million in taxes.
And what was it? There's a, what, $750,000 shortfall in the budget?
It was something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it was on today's front page of the paper.
And if people just paid up, that's why some of these issues... it's not called Marca anymore, but you know, people got to pay their share.
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
Yep. Yep. Kind of reminds me what else was on the front page was Jeff Ratliff's recount.
Yeah, cost in text.
Cost $18,000-some. I would like to know, what is this impeachment proceedings cost the taxpayer?
Oh, millions and millions.
you know.
But that's,
I mean,
okay. They've got, our government has the money, and if they don't have it, they'll get it out of us.
Well, they'll just print more, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Easy.
Oh.
Anyways, well, hey, somebody be the third caller and get a, excuse me, get a ticket to the zoo or a T-shirt.
Yeah, or just get an, give me an answer, and yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I need. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Keep your eyes and ears open for the final episodes of Jeopardy and Alex Trebek's farewell.
Yeah, when is that?
You know, I didn't read the whole story. I saw it on a news item online this morning.
I saw him interviewed last night,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't mention, you know, a date for his retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So you wonder, I would think the climax would be the contest between those three that have won over $1 million.
Uh-huh.
And
well,
after that, it will be, you know, maybe a little less attractive.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, especially to see who replaces him.
Oh, boy, yeah.
That's going to be...
And he said last... Yeah.
It's kind of like Bob Barker being replaced with Drew Carey, which Drew Carey has turned it into his show now.
Yeah.
So who's going to take over for Alex Trebek?
Yeah, and Alex Trebek said last night he has nothing to say about a selection to replace him.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see how this all comes about. And I'm afraid if he retires... He might pass on. He needs activity.
Well, that's why Rolling Stones gather no moss.
That's right. That's right.
Yep. Well,
we're
hey,
good.
Let me get out of here. Let somebody win something or answer a question.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
See ya. Okay. All right. So how are you all doing out there? Let me see. What else do I have here? Did I mention what it was the name of the manager or the big boss at Marion Power Shovel? This was back in the, 60s, 50s? And his wife and daughter were in a shipwreck off the East Coast. And it, I can remember, I was on Engineering Madge Cooper's show when the daughter called and told about them being shipwrecked, and that they were okay. They were, got a little wet, but they survived. And I can't remember Andrea. It wasn't the Andrea Doria, was it? What were the names of the ships involved? Anyhow, can you give me the last name at least of the manager of the Marion Power Shovel some years back, with the daughter and wife that were shipwrecked? And at one time, they lived, I think they were the ones that lived behind where the restaurant is, out on Mount Vernon Avenue. Wasn't, let's see, who else had lived there? There was a big house, big white house, and very impressive. And I think that was his family that managed the Marion Power Shovel, I think. And that was behind, what's the name of the restaurant right there beside the drive-in place, you know, to buy your booze. And they're busy all the time. My goodness. Okay, well, the restaurant is busy all the time, yeah. But can you give me the last name of the manager of the... And a lot of you listening might have worked at the Marion Power Shovel through those years. Can you remember his name, his last name? I know George, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Would that be the Strelitz family?
Yeah, the Strelitz family, yes. Boy, you're...
Yes. I worked at Euler's, and she used to come into Euler's, and I remember when they got back from that. So,
oh, from the shipwreck, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. That was a long time ago.
You said
thanks,
it.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks for calling. Okay.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, yeah. The Strelitz family. Julia and her mother. Yeah, that was some. I like I say, I can remember her calling Madge Cooper on the air and to say that they had been in a shipwreck, and but they're okay. And I can remember George Casota said he used to make meals for Mrs. Strelitz, and Mrs. Strelitz also was one of those volunteer ladies that gave World War II servicemen something to eat or a snack when the train pulled in down here at the station. She was one of those volunteers. All right. Anything else here? Oh, what I should do, let's see, it's 10:43, is read this. Among the early visitors and later inhabitants of what is now Marion County were American Indians who passed through the area on a series of trails originally created by wildlife, such as bison, deer, and elk. These trails were first utilized by the Indians to access hunting and foraging, with later uses including travel between settlements and to trading areas. Among the trails, of course, were Scioto Trail, Owl Creek, Moccasin, Pluggy, Timocti, and Winnemac. Now, we all know Winnemac Pike, don't we? Many of these eventually evolved into highways that are still in use today. So we know all about the Winnemac Pike. But what about Owl Creek, Scioto, Moccasin, Pluggy, Timocti? Well, there's probably a Timocti Road. And some of them are highways today. And that was a long time ago. The Indians left the area, the Wyandots, in the year 1843. I once explored where their Indian village was, south of Upper Sandusky. But the Wyandot Indians, in the latter years, you know, prior to 1843, traded with the white people, and that's all that was in the ground, pieces of pottery that they had traded for, which were no longer usable, but I just by looking, you could tell that that was the site.
Kid, you are really a pioneer. You were the first viral video in 2011.
Yes, that is true. But I have a problem since then. I was hoping you can help me with that, Scott.
What's that?
Well, I can't seem to find the right antibiotic to get rid of this viral video.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, back once again, and I've got one here, an interesting question. Do you know the movie, the Mr. Rogers movie, has been playing at the Palace Theater? Do you know that one of the people in that movie was in the popcorn parade here once or twice? If you can give me his real name, and not the what he did in the Mr. Rogers neighborhood. If you give me his real name, you can get a prize of your liking today. Okay, so he makes two appearances, and is the same man. He was here in our studio, I don't know how many times. He'd drive over from Pittsburgh, and if you can tell me his name, his real name, I'll give you a little hint on what he did. He was a mailman. He was Speedy Delivery. And he's been in our studio a number of times. And he has a good relationship with management here at WWGH and so forth, and he likes Marion, but he was in the popcorn parade riding with us. But I think that the younger generation did not know really who he was, because he got very little reaction from the people along the parade route that didn't recognize Speedy Delivery. Okay, but what was his real name? The real name. And he's in the movie twice. Not as Speedy Delivery, the mailman, but just as himself. Twice. They're called cameo shots. He's in that movie at the palace. Okay. 7403399944. It's now 10:48 Eastern Daylight Time. So I've got, if you can name Speedy, give me Speedy Delivery's real name, you'd be a winner today. Also, now, here's one that a lot of people would know. And I know our caller that I just had would know. Who owned Midtown Chevrolet on South Main Street? What was the family name that owned Midtown Chevrolet? Yeah. Anybody know that? Yeah, that was long before the current time, of course. Midtown Chevrolet eventually was sold and went elsewhere where in town. But for a long time, it was down there between the Chamber of Commerce and the telephone company. Okay, who or what was the family that owned Midtown Chevrolet? 7403-399-44. Okay, so we got the Strelitz family, got that answered. We still need to know the name of Speedy Delivery, the mailman on Mr. Rogers, who's in the movie at the palace. And let me see what else here. Oh, here's a good one. But this goes back into the 50s. Whoa. There once was, oh, just a second. Hang on. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Walter Grumblot.
Yes, it was a Grumblot family, yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, that was a while ago, wasn't it?
It has been. I worked down there in the 50s.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Well, thanks, Carl.
Okay, take care, Charlie.
Okay, bye. Yeah, the Grumblots, yes. That's a name I haven't heard since then. Have any of you heard of a Grumblot? I know they had a son. Is he still in town, Grumblot? I don't know. About that era, too, the Plymel family was well-known in Marion. How many of you remember Tucky Plymel? That from back in the 50s. Boy, that was a long time ago. But the Plymels were well-known. I don't know what their occupation was. Maybe a lawyer. And the Grumblots had Midtown Chevrolet. But now we go to a time way back. I used to have my car fixed, the oil changed and everything, at a Soheil station at the corner of, at the Y. You go north of Marion, and you know 423 goes to your left, and Route 4 goes to your right. Now, name the twins that owned that Soheil station. Oh, here's somebody I bet that knows. Yes, caller, go ahead. Hello? Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I can hardly hear you, Charlie.
Is that right? Well, okay, who were the twins?
There you go. I see Jake Plymel once every 5 years.
Oh, okay. Is he a lawyer?
No. I'm not sure what he's doing now. He used to, at one time he had an airplane that he would rent to, the guy that had the Browns.
Oh, really? Well,
I think of it now.
Didn't
they,
he?
They since
he and his wife also have a hot air balloon?
I don't know if he does or not.
It seems like I remember that.
I'm friends with his wife on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He doesn't do Facebook. That's a waste of time.
And we haven't heard anything at all about Tucky Plymel in a million years.
No, that'd be his sister.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah, that'd be Jay's sister. I don't know what she's doing.
I don't know what class she was in Harding High School, but she was a friend of everybody.
I think she was 60 or 61. Okay. Jay was in my class in 64.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right. Well,
yeah,
that's
once every 5 years. So.
Yeah, that's a little bit of history.
Yep.
Okay. Well,
so he's up in the Kent area.
Okay, so
I
had heard
you had a group of apartments up there or different things like that.
Okay. I had heard that they took their balloon and went to Michigan, but that was a long time ago.
Oh.
So he was a pilot with an airplane, too.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
He and another guy had a business. They had two planes.
Okay.
And they would rent it out to, I can't think of the guy's name, but named the Browns. The one that took him to Baltimore.
Oh.
The devil was his name.
Yeah. Who was the one that moved to the Ravens in Baltimore?
Yeah. I can't think what his name was now.
Yeah, somebody will call.
he chartered that plane for the whole season.
No kidding.
He fly to different places, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
That's a little bit of history for you.
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
Thanks.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, history. Yeah. The Plymel family. If anybody knows anything else about it, remember the, and he was not very well revered, the guy with the Browns after they moved to and became the Ravens in Baltimore. Now, I remember I was at the parade that the Ravens were part of after the Super Bowl. After they won the Super Bowl, they always, I guess, whatever city they're associated with, have this big parade. And I can remember standing there, and it was drizzling rain, and I was doing a trade show for Marion. I was in... what was it? I can't remember the name of the building now in Baltimore. But I was trying to sell Marion to tour operators. And I can I also, when I had that trip to Baltimore, I also was President Harding. I stood by the door opening it for everybody that went into the Baltimore Inner Harbor to eat. And there were all these groups with buses. And I would hold the door open for them. And they would look at me. And I had on my, that straw hat that he wore. And I had a big sign that said Warren G. Harding on it. And the people coming into the Baltimore Inner Harbor would look at that. And then look at me and say, is he kidding? Oh, I remember that night. And Baltimore, I tell you, the good and the bad. In Baltimore, I had to step over bodies lying on the sidewalk. You know, I had to step over them because they were sleeping on the sidewalk. And this happens in a lot of big cities, you know, the varmints, or those who are homeless sleep on the sidewalk. And that's the way it was in Baltimore. But the one thing I like, too, about Baltimore, for $5, you could take a taxi on the water and go around all day. You didn't have to get off any time, or if you got off, you could get back on. And that was really a lot of fun. I went right near Fort McHenry. Yeah, that was my trip to Baltimore promoting the city of Marion. Never forget that. And the Parade of the Ravens. Wow. Okay, let me see. It's 10:56 already. Yes, it is. In just a few moments, we'll be breaking for the latest in news and other things, and then we'll be back. I've got a lot more questions of local people.
You know, we had the Grumblots at Midtown Chevrolet. We had the Strelitz at the Marion Power Shovel. I haven't got the answer yet to the twins who owned and operated this Ohio station north of Marion at the Big Fork. You know, one fork was 423 and the other was Route 4.
Okay, yes, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, the owner of the Ravens at that time was Art Modell. He owned the Cleveland Browns.
Right, that's it, yes.
And he moved them to Baltimore in the night.
Yeah, he wasn't very well received in Cleveland anymore.
No, people hated him, you know what he did.
Wow, okay.
Yes.
Art Modell, yeah, that brings back memories.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I just thought I'd let you know.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right, yeah, Art Modell. Remember that? Ooh, wow. Okay, after the break, I'm going to be asking you about people involved in photography and tombstones. And I've still got that Admiral, or the, I've got a call, too. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
That was probably the Hillborn twins.
Yes, it was the Hillborn twins, yes.
Yeah, I remember them, you know, later in the 60s, they owned the Sunoco station.
Okay,
They're just north of the North Main Street School, called Twin Sunoco.
I'll be, yeah. Now, when I dealt with them here in the Ohio station, it seemed like every time they went to work on my car, somebody pulled in and wanted gas.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But I knew them best. They were both referees.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, sports referees.
Basketball?
Basketball, mainly, we had back then.
Right.
Yeah.
Boy, that was a while ago.
Oh, ball-headed twins.
Yeah, right. Are they still with us, or?
Boy, I don't think so. I think, not too long ago that they had passed away.
Okay, yeah.
At least one of them.
Yeah,
I'm not sure, either Merle or Burl. I'm not sure which.
Yeah, because they were older than me at the time.
Yeah.
I was. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
All right.
Very good.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Ernie, I appreciate that. Yeah. Okay, the Hillborn Twins had operated this Ohio station up at the Fork. Remember that? How? Yeah.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary comedian Shecky Green.
No, well, you also did the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, my God.